This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Tokyo has reported its highest daily number of new coronavirus infections just days after the Olympics began. AP correspondent Charles De Ledesma has the story.
Japanese capital counts 2,848 new COVID-19 cases, exceeding the earlier record of 2,520 cases from January 7. It brings Tokyo's total to more than 200,000 since the pandemic began last year. Tokyo's under its fourth state of emergency that will last through the Olympics and into the Paralympics next month. Experts have warned the more contagious Delta variant could cause a surge during the Games, which started last Friday. I'm Charles De Ledesma.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has asked Pfizer and Moderna to increase the number of school-aged children in their ongoing clinical trials to determine if their COVID-19 vaccines are safe for kids under 12. The two drug makers are currently testing their respective vaccines on children between 5 and 11 years old to assess their chances of developing rare heart inflammation conditions that have been detected in young people under 30 who received the vaccine. In the meantime, the U.S. served notice on Monday that it will keep existing COVID-19 restrictions on international travel in place for now due to concerns about the surging infection rate because of the Delta variant. It was the latest sign that the White House is having to recalibrate its thinking around the coronavirus pandemic as the more infectious variant surges across the U.S. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is en route to India for talks with the country's prime minister and senior officials. Blinken is expected to arrive sometime tonight. He's expected to discuss strengthening the Indo-Pacific engagement. This is VOA News. The first person to be tried under Hong Kong's sweeping national security law was found guilty of secessionism and terrorism on Tuesday in a ruling condemned by human rights activists. The Hong Kong High Court handed down the verdict in the case of 24-year-old Tong Ying Kit. He's accused of driving his motorcycle into a group of police officers while carrying a flag bearing the protest slogan, quote, "Liberate Hong Kong, Revolution for Our Times," on July 1st last year, a day after Beijing imposed sweeping national security legislation on Hong Kong following months of anti-government protests in 2019. Today is the day the U.S. House of Representatives begins its hearings into the horrifying insurrection that took place on January 6 when supporters of then-President Donald Trump stormed the U.S. Capitol. Julie Walker has this from Associated Press.
Launched their investigation into the January 6 Capitol insurrection today by from some of the law enforcement officers who were attacked. That's police officer Daniel Hodges screaming as he's crushed in a door trying to keep the mob out. Officers were also punched, trampled, and sprayed with chemical irritants. They were called racial slurs and threatened with their own weapons as the mob of then-Trump supporters tried to interrupt the election certification. Testifying will be officers Hodges, Harry Dunn, Aquilino Gonell, and Michael Fanone. The chairman of the House committee says this will let the public hear directly from those on the front lines and set the tone of the investigation. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. President Joe Biden said yesterday the U.S. combat mission in Iraq will conclude by the end of the year, an announcement that reflects the reality on the ground more than a major shift in U.S. policy. Even before President Biden took office, the main U.S. focus has been assisting Iraqi forces, not fighting on their behalf. And the president did not say if he planned to reduce the number of troops in Iraq, now about 2,500. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani is covering the story for Associated Press.
That does not mean that all U.S. troops will be leaving Iraq. There are about 2,500 or so there right now. They will shift strictly to training and advising Iraqi forces.
So Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani speaking to reporters during an Oval Office session with Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi. Biden said his administration remained committed to a partnership with Iraq, a relationship that has been increasingly complicated by Iranian-backed Iraqi militia groups. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.